The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.
It's time for us to take a pause for thought, if you see what I did there. I know, just can't help myself. Let's meet Jackie and her guide dog, Sky.
I'm Jackie Venus from London, and I have a black Labrador Retriever guide dog called Sky. I've been waiting about a year for a guide dog. I had decided on a guide dog after much pestering by Andrew in the RNIB shop, who insisted that I got guide dog and I ought to get on with it before I lost my sight. So I didn't tell him. I secretly applied for a guide dog and then I waited a year. I was due to have one guide dog in the March. I came home from holiday to see this new wonderful guide dog that I thought was going to be mine because it had the same name as my brother and a nickname of a friend, which is Scooby. And I thought, that's it, it's definitely mine. And then he barked non-stop continuously for 7 days. And I mean, woof, 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 you know, no pause. I mean, how he didn't have laryngitis at the end of the week, I don't know. Being a lawn bowler, it wasn't appropriate that he barked at all, let alone non-stop. And he barked all night. He barked to anybody who walked past the house. And he barked to anybody who came to the door. So as I lived between four schools, you can imagine how much barking he did. And eventually he had to go back to guide dogs. And then about 4 months later, they rang me up and said, we think we've got another dog for you. And we had our first trial walk in a thunder and lightning storm. And even when the lightning hit the scaffolding that was next to us, she didn't bat an eyelid. She just carried on walking, and she was soaked to the skin, didn't care. And that's very much been her ever since I've had her, very laid back and very easygoing. She's not bothered by anything, really, and she's got a very what-if attitude. You know, oh, yeah, whatever. We'll do it at my speed, when I want to. And she can either go at 0 miles an hour or at 100 miles an hour. And there's no idea about when it's going to happen. She'll just suddenly accelerate and off we go. We had a lovely moment in the local Tesco's. We've been going there a few times, and we wandered around the shop, and eventually some gentleman in a suit tapped me on the shoulder and he said, excuse me, madam. He said, I'm the Tesco store manager. He said, could I have a word with you? And I'm thinking, oh, no, she's stolen something. You know, she's eaten something off the shelf or, you know, or she's messed on the floor and I haven't realised. And he said, I've been watching you go round with your dog. He said, and every time you've decided on something, you've had a tug of war. You've said it's over here and your dog said it's over there. And he said, I have to say, every time your dog was right and you were wrong. He said, she knew where the mangoes were, she knew where the milk was, she knew where the Coca-Cola was. And he was just fascinated that she knew where everything was, and I was, because I thought, well, how does she know I was actually looking for, you know, stir-fry vegetables and not lettuce, which is what I was looking at. And she's like, no, no, it's over here. Come on, stupid, over here. She's very much like that. She's very set in her mind what she wants, you know, so if I take her out for a walk and go past the garden centre, we don't pass the garden centre. We go into the garden centre for a cup of coffee. And if I try to go past it, she won't go. She just looks round at me with that kind of look on her face that says, oi, stupid, we go in here. And that's just Sky. She just really is quite positive about what she thinks we should be doing. Well, she loves to meet other guide dogs and jump around. But she's very good in restaurants at going under the table and, you know, just laying there. But she is very quick if somebody drops something. You know, she's shot under the table. She's shot across to where that person is. If anything goes on the floor, she's got it before it's hit the floor kind of thing. I do a lot of lawn bowling. And as part of that, you are expected to stay for an afternoon tea after bowling. Sky's very good. She comes with me and she sits down and she's very well behaved. She sits there through the whole meal going on. She doesn't pull, she doesn't tug, she just lays there. And then as soon as they fold up the tables and put them away, she hoovers the ground in little rectangles. So the same size as the table, she knows, and she hoovers along the edge and hoovers around the corner, so much so that the club captain says, I never have to sweep up anymore. He said, Skye's done it.
So is that one of the big joys of having a guide dog then, that they clean up for you? In that case, I want my guide dog now. Fantastic story. Thanks to Jackie for sharing. This is The Weekly Connect. If you want to get involved and get your voice on air, then please do get in touch.
The Weekly Connect. The Weekly Connect. On RNIB Connect Radio.